Hare Krishna. Frustration is unavoidable, but hopelessness isn't. We all become frustrated sometimes when things go wrong, when our well-made plans are just laid to waste by some unexpected thing happening, when we are left with nothing to do except wring our hands in frustration, in hopeless, in helpless, hopeless resentment. Now, while such frustration is unavoidable, because in life things do go wrong, the frustration is unavoidable, but what accentuates this frustration, what makes the frustration worse, is a material conception of life. When we think that life's goal is to achieve material things and to enjoy material things, then we cannot but get disheartened, even devastated, when we no longer have the facility to possess, enjoy, control material things. Through normal through life's routine frustrations, we just endure and find a way ahead. But some sooner or later, life throws such devastating frustrations upon us that we are confronted with nothing but dead ends, unalterable, inescapable, imminent dead ends. For example, suppose a person is diagnosed with a terminal disease where there is nothing to do but watch passively, hopelessly, while the body wastes away on its path to death. So, what can such a person do except be hopelessly frustrated, especially when the person has a materialistic conception of life? Spirituality protects us from such hopeless frustration. How? By expanding our conception of life. It helps us understand that our existence is not limited to our present lifespan. The first teaching of the spiritual wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita is that we are not the body. We are eternal, indestructible souls. And as souls, we have the opportunity to do activities beyond the body also. In fact, our real life at the level of the soul proper is entirely a spiritual life. And we progress towards that spiritual life by taking steps in nourishing our spiritual side right now. So, when we understand that our real life is in relationship with Krishna, in loving and serving Him, and then we use whatever worldly facilities we have to serve Him. But when we don't have those worldly facilities, still we can continue serving Him. Because serving Him can be done simply by remembering Him also. Even when, even the most basic facility that we have, our body itself collapses. So, we can still remember Him. Of course, to remember Him at that time, we need to have previously cultivated a strong attachment to Him by which we can remember Him amidst the deteriorated bodily condition. And to cultivate that healthy attachment, we need to be enthusiastically and sincerely serve Krishna while we have facilities to do so. And even for devotees, when we are trying to serve Krishna, and we make specific plans to serve Him in specific ways, those plans may become frustrated. And we may also experience frustration. But as devotees, our devotion will save us from hopeless frustration. Yes, if we fall sick, certain specific forms of devotional service may not be possible for us. But other forms of devotional service are always possible. We can hear, we can remember, we can pray. And in that way, we can continue serving Krishna. So because the spiritual option remains open even when the material option closes. Now all material options close. That's how we can always stay positive. In fact, the ultimate dead end of death, which is the ultimate dead end for materialists, with a spiritual vision of life and a devotional attitude towards life, that dismal dead end becomes redefined or becomes revealed actually as a doorway to move closer to Krishna. So the Bhagavad Gita points to this magical transformation when it says that yam hi nagathyankete purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram somrutatvaya kalpate yam hi nagathyankete. Those who are not disturbed by purusham purusharshabha, O Arjuna, or that person who is not disturbed, purusharshabha means Arjuna, you are the best of persons. Samadukha sukham dhiram, and who stays equipoised in happiness and distress. A person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress, what happens? Amritatvaya kalpate. Such a person becomes eligible to attain life eternal, to attain amritatva, liberation, immortality. So that is the blessing of devotion, that it enables us to never be hopelessly frustrated, but to always remain hopeful, knowing that Krishna's mercy will come and we can somehow or the other always offer service to Krishna, and we will eventually go to an arena where we'll be free from frustration and filled with hope and love and joy eternal. Thank you. Hare Krishna.